they was railroads. They was a railroad went right up through here. Narrow gauge railroad. This one went on up Texas Creek. Went plumb on into North Carolina. Railroads, all narrow gauge railroads, and one went to Mountain City, and that, well, there was a passenger train from Damascus, Virginia, down here to Mountain City, narrow gauge, and lots of logs went out over it.
I see. Well, did you when you were logging, you moved around a lot then?
Well, I stayed on one job most of the time while I was working in this part of the country, the T.W. Thayer Lumber Company. Got most of the timber in this part of the country, and I worked for them.
Uh-huh. And how old were you when you stopped working for them?
Well, I guess I was about 32 or 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then what'd you do?
Well, now this job, now I went from this part of the country. Well, I went west during this twice. I didn't stay long. And when I came back from the west, I went to work for the same company in Virginia, in what we call the Straight Branch Country, Corner Rock Country.
Uh-huh. What towns are not around there?
Well, Damascus then, that was the main headquarters. And there I spent about 14, 15 years there.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for three different outfits there. A contractor, part of the T.W. Thayer Lumber Company, Ray and Graham, they first started doing this logging. And World War I came on, and feed and wages got so high they couldn't do the job at the price they'd taken it. You know, they had to give it up, and the company took it over. I worked for them a long time, and then the Hassinger Lumber Company finally bought the Thayer's house, and I finished up for them. Worked for three different companies there.
Uh-huh. And then, well, how old were you when you stopped working there?
Well, that was 1930. I was about, let's see, I'm about 42.
Uh-huh.
About 42.
And then what did you do? Then you came.
Then
back.
I came to the farm and built the farm.
Now, when you were talking about the about going out west, you said you made two trips out west.
Yeah.
How old were you the first time you went?
I was 21. I went in 1911.
Uh-huh. And where'd you go?
I went to Idaho.
How'd you get out there? Did you just go straight out there on the?
Went on train.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what'd you do up there?
Well, I worked on a ranch part of the time and herded sheep some.
Uh-huh. And how long were you there?
I was only there about 7 or 8 months.
I see. And then you came back and went back.
I worked around. I worked 3 or 4 months for the government surveying outfit. I guess the first land the government ever bought in this country, the Beaver Dam country. That's in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Across that Iron Mountain there, I worked with surveying.
Mm-hmm.
For the government, government surveying crew.
I see.
For a while, and then after I got that job, after I quit that job, then I went back to the woods again.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked that 14 years in the timber.
Uh-huh.
And then come to the farm.
Uh-huh. But you said you made, when did you make your second trip out west?
That was 1913. I started working in this on this logging job, and the man that I worked for out there, he wrote me a letter and wanted me to come out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, and he even sent me a check, a $75 check to pay my way out there.
Uh-huh.
And I went out there, but I didn't. And when I got out there,